You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast, episode 123. 123, November 4th, 2020, the day after the big day, the NFL trade deadline. No, also election day was yesterday, which doesn't really mean anything technically. As of this recording, everyone's still shrugging about the presidential election, and that's fine. We're not going to talk about it. Instead, I'd like to focus on how tense everybody is. Anxiety is palpable. Seriously, it's weird. You can feel it. Like when you go out there, because I went to work. I went to the store, grocery store. I went to a convenience store. I walked around. And it's all just like, everyone's all, I was expecting us to be busy. I only go into the my little part-time gig at the bakery, like, you know, 4 to 5 hours a day, and I take off. But I was expecting it to really be busy. Like, I was expecting lots of stress eating orders. I was really just I would like to get a cake. What kind of cake? Would you like chocolate cake? What kind of filling? I want all the fillings. How would you like that decorated? Doesn't matter. Put it in a bag. A squeezable bag. I don't know. Maybe that's still coming. But it was kind of quiet. It was eerily quiet at work. I got out of there kind of early. So, man. You know, he's getting ready to do this. And I'm like, the fuck am I going to talk about? We're all just sitting there going, distract me from things. I was talking to my fiance. I'm like, I don't have anything to talk about. And she rightfully said, that's never stopped you before. She knows me. It's true. I don't know. It's not really an indicator of the state of the world. It's more of an indicator of how bad I am at Googling. But I tried to do a search for like funny news stories, like distracting news stories. So I searched for funny news, right? The first thing I pulled up was the article. The very first article I pulled up said, because I used the word funny, and the first article I pulled up was loving and funny and honest: loved one remembers Atlantic beach man stabbed to death. That was the first article I pulled up. And I went, that's not what I meant. And then the other article, I think I'll post that as the picture of this article that just had, it was like the, you know, funny blog news and the tab that said funny. And it just goes, there are no items to show. And all I could sit there was go, just imagine, you know, and, we close our segment today on the lighter side of the news. What was that? Oh, I'm sorry. There's nothing. Good night, everybody. May God have mercy on your soul. That didn't work out. But and it's weird, man. There's been a weird kind of feel, like on top of health concerns when it comes to like performing or thinking about doing, in my world doing stand-up again, right? Like if everything was normal except the pandemic, right? Like if everything felt normal, if for some reason things could feel normal, but also we had to be safe, I would still, you know, doing a comedy show would still be kind of like, eh. But on top of that, it doesn't feel like, I don't have a lot to talk about. Like when you take out the, you know, it's like, all right, election political shit and, you know, the pandemic. And then that occupies so much of your brain. Then it's like everything else is like, what am I going to do? I'm going to risk my health at my age to get on stage and go, man, dating's hard. You know, let me tell you about this wedding I'm planning. Like, it's just, it just seems forced. That's why I like this. I kind of like, I like being able to, cause there, you know, that's kind of a thing that people are asking is, you know, is anything funny? And my answer to that is yes. Everything is kind of funny. If you think like to yourself, like it's weird, like in the hive mind kind of thing, when you're around people, it's like the anxiety from everybody all together makes it harder to laugh. But inside, there's a lot of things that are fucking funny and like dark, but funny kind of a deal. But it's weird to in like a group setting, that's harder. And you can tell if you've watched Saturday Night Live, like with, you know, Bill Burr has hosted and Chris Rock has hosted this season, like just within the past month. And John Mulaney just hosted last Saturday. And Mulaney kills it every time he hosts. But even this is like the fourth time that he's hosted, and everything was kind of like dialed down humor wise, even for him. And I think it's twofold. It's number one, you know, people are not relaxed in the crowd. I mean, they're excited, but not as pumped as they normally would be. And then also the writers are having a, you know, aren't as dialed in as they have been, you know, because there's a lot of shit going on. And I'm just kind of stating the obvious, but I think that's the thing is that I still think things are funny. You know, it's trying to remind myself that, you know, I've been through worse. And I really wish everybody who listens to that, I really wish you'd remember that, you know, I know people go, 2020 is the worst, and technically is, but we also said 2019 is the worst, and 2018 is the worst. Actually, if you think about it, there have been, clearly, you've been through worse before than what's going on right now. And if there's somebody out there who's like, no, today is actually the worst day ever, then why the fuck are you listening to my podcast? If this is the worst day of your life, why would you listen to me? That's a lot of pressure. And how dare you put your emotional well-being in my hands? Do you know who I am? I'm an ex-junkie, convicted felon, stand-up comedian who's partially unemployed, and the other part of the time I'm washing dishes. Why would you do that to me and to you? But if you are, hey man, great. I like that you think so highly of me that I am going to pull you through this. But you know what? I am. I am, because we're going to be okay. Theoretically. Man, seriously, it's gonna be okay. The higher register thing, it's gonna be fine. But man, listen, all right, man, that's a gender neutral term, by the way. That's like people, but man. more in a, anyway, sorry. I'm going to highly recommend, if you have not given meditation a try, this would be a nice time to start. I wanted to, before I get to that, let me just clarify that, yes, I am still sober. It's not just a podcast title. It's also true, which is, you know, that's the one thing about what's all going on is that becomes more and more impressive to people. It's like, are you really the whole time? Yeah. This whole time. Yeah. Still, you're making it through all this? Mm-hmm. I vape a lot. Nicotine intake is through the roof. I've considered smoking again. I'm not going to. You know, you kind of get into... That's the one thing about vaping products. It's like, look, I invested in this goddamn juice, you know. I just bought this shit. I'm going to have to vape all of it before I consider smoking again. And I'm not going to. Because I've let it go. I haven't smoked in so long. Was it like 2.5 years? I don't remember. Let's see. Yeah, about 2.5 years. Over 2.5 years since I've smoked cigarettes. That I've let it go so long that the smell just fucking irritates me. So I don't think I could. No, I know how it is. It's like, how long before you would get over the smell? Probably the first cigarette. No, I don't know. I don't think I could go back. But that is the one. That's what I've struggled with. I'm happy that that's the position that I'm in. That I've gotten in my recovery. I'm glad that that's the temptation. Is like, man, maybe I should smoke cigarettes again. And it's fleeting. But that's what comes to mind now. Not any other kind of weird ass, you know. Like that's what's hit me this year, this month specifically. I've actually had a couple of smoking dreams, which I totally would rather have. Drug dreams, like when I'm using drugs again, is upsetting. Like not for a long time, but like immediately when you wake up, you're like, "Fuck, man, does this mean anything?" And it hits you really hard, and you really think that, you know, oh, does this, what does this mean? But then you remember, no, because two nights ago I had a dream that I owned an elephant and worked in a pecan manufacturing store where they assembled pecans. That doesn't mean anything. They grow on trees. Like, you know, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's a fucking dream. Your subconscious does not. It doesn't. Yeah. Yeah. Dream interpretation. It just means, I don't know, are you eating fine? Did you exercise? Settle down. Just enjoy your dream. But with things going the way they are, because it's you know, with the our country being properly divided in half, people are, you know, everyone's stressed out. Regardless of who you are, right? And I've constantly been like, hey, maybe dial down the social media. And it's one of the benefits of nothing going on is there's no motivation to look like you're doing stuff on Instagram. There's no longer motivation to pretend like you're going places in your career as much. Like everybody's just kind of like, it's allowed a lot of people to focus on what they actually enjoy, on who they are, which has probably been disappointing for some people when they found out, oh, I'm nobody. My whole life is a lie. That's not good, but you can make changes that way, right? When you find out that you're vapid. Sorry, I'm all over the place, but meditation, that's the one. Thank you. Thank you, kitty. That's my cat licks herself in the corner, and I'm trying to ignore it.
Jesus.
I do recommend meditation. And I know that the biggest problem, there's two problems with meditation, and I'm sure I've talked about it before. I've done 123 of these goddamn episodes. I'm sure it's come up. But the two hardest problems biggest problems with meditation. The first one is it's hard to keep doing it. Like starting off is difficult, like anything with the habit, because you're not used to just sitting there doing nothing. It's really, especially with the, you know, constantly scrolling through your phone, constantly looking at something. You know, your brain's always going, you're like, so giving yourself, and that's why it's going to be good for you, is to actually take time, give yourself 10 to 15 minutes when you don't have to do anything, maybe first thing in the morning or right before you go to bed, or preferably both, right? And just sit there and allow your brain to kind of slow down. You know, try to get rid of the dread. And not focus on, you know, thinking about what you have to be doing or anything like that. Just be there. And I think the biggest, you know, so I think the biggest obstacle with any kind of meditation is just dealing with having to actually do it and having the patience to do nothing. But not just do nothing, think of nothing, just letting your mind calm down. With all the metaphor of your brain's a lake, you know, all the ripples, and you've got to let the ripples, you know, calm down so that the water's all, you know what I mean? That's number one. Number two, the second biggest obstacle with trying meditation is the foo-foo hippie bullshit that's associated with it, the chakras, and make sure you sit like this, and you know, Asian wisdom, like all that kind of shit that you're like, I love reading about Buddhism and Taoism and reading the different stuff, and you know, that kind of stuff. But for a lot of people, it's just kind of like, I'm like, I'd like to meditate and you know, calm myself, but I don't want to be a pussy. Like that kind of thing. I get it. But that's the thing, is that you don't have to, first of all, you don't have to fucking sit a certain way. You don't have to cross your legs. You don't have to do the thing where you like put your index finger and thumb together and om. You don't have to do that shit. Meditation doesn't have to be a certain thing. There's not a certain way. You're not aligning chakras. You don't have to believe in chakras. You don't have to say the word, because it probably makes you uncomfortable. Chakra. Are you squirming? No, you just have to take some time, man. Just take some time for yourself and breathe. Breathing's the important part. And I know, you're like, breathe. Just breathe. Yeah, and make the energy comes in. No, just fucking breathe, bro. Does that make it better? No? Yeah, it is kind of uncomfortable. Sorry about that. But just take time for yourself. And I'll tell you, I just started doing this other thing, which hilariously I picked up from listening to a Matthew McConaughey interview. I know. Hang on. Listen. I know. But he actually does lists. And he sits with the list, like he makes a list of what he has to do the next day. So like at night before he goes to bed, and he's taking time to himself. He makes a list of what he has to do the next day. And he kind of sits there with himself and with the list, and kind of, you know, because it lines up, you know, I'm going to do this. And it kind of, you know, it puts everything so that it's not all over in your brain. It organizes it and allows you to take it in. And piece it in. And then when he wakes up the next day, he then looks at the list and kind of sits there, and it kind of puts your, you know, it kind of puts a mindset on what you're going to do the rest of the day and gets you into that kind of mood. And I started doing that, and I got to tell you, it fucking helps. It's weird. It's just, you know, it just takes a little bit of stress off instead of all the that kind of dread that sits on you for, you know, like, oh, fuck, I got to do that thing. Like I had to, and I'll be personal about it. I've been dreading piecing together a format for the wedding ceremony, for my wedding that's coming up on November 21st. Oh shit, that's 16 days away. I've been dreading the organizing of you know, the how the wedding's gonna go, you know, and script, like, what, you know, for the ceremony and stuff. And it made me just like sick and just kind of like stressed out about it in the back of my mind for like a couple of weeks before I even took a look at it. And then I actually took the time, because I scheduled that I was going to do it a certain day, and I'm like, all right, we're going to do this tomorrow, you know, it's my day, you know, I'm not doing anything, let's just sit there for, you know, you've got hours and hours to work on it, let's just actually sit down and do it. And man, it wasn't, you know, it's not really that difficult. You just kind of, you start off, you know, putting together first draft pretty easy, actually. You just have to take the time. And it's weird how we do that. It's weird how you dread something and it's really not that bad, but you dread having to do it and you're like, ugh. And you put it off and you think about it and you make it way worse for yourself, because that's what we do with our brains. But I'll tell you what, that list thing really helped me. So I don't know if that's going to help anybody out there. If you feel disorganized and you always have something going on in your head that you're dreading, and you got a bunch of, you know, oh, I got so many. Because I do that, where I'm sitting there going, oh, I've got so many things to do today. I have to do three things today. John, it's 10 a.m. Three things. I have to do three. I don't know how I'm going to do it. How can I not just, you know, I want to be able to sit there and do nothing. How am I going to fit three whole things that are 20 minutes or less a piece? How can I fit it into my day? What do I do first? Shit. Anyway, yeah. So hang in there, you guys. Realize that things are always good and bad. We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. Relatively speaking, things might change. The new normal. Woo! Excuse me, I gotta get some water. I should cut that out, but I'm gonna leave it in because I wanna be real. No, I'm just gonna leave it in because I'm lazy. Listen, things could be worse, things could be better. But it's also perception. Back off the news. You know, don't obsess over the news. Realize that you can obsess and make things worse in your head. For example, I should be happy, and for the most part I am. I'm happy with doing this podcast, and I'm happy that I have the people that listen to me every week, and I appreciate you guys. But you can also get down on yourself as an artist, a performer, or whatever, as a person. You're like, when you start comparing to other things that are extremely popular that are dumb. For example, if you ever want to feel bad about something, about content that you're producing, all you have to do is go to YouTube and look at trending videos. In fact, I did that earlier just to make a point so I could talk about it, because I'm like, hey, what stupid shit do people like? Like, if you ever want to feel like you're like, you know what? I feel okay about the children. The future of this country is going to be fine because, you know, the younger generation Let me tell you about the younger generation. You go to YouTube trending videos, you're not going to feel good about them. They're going to be fucked up too, but just different. I'll give you an example. I looked at one of the videos. Was a couple YouTubers. It's a couple, right? And the name of the video, and it's got 900,000 views. 900,000. And the name of the video is "It's a Boy!" Exclamation point. Talking about their kid. But the so it says "It's a Boy," but then it has like asterisks and says "Surprise gender reveal." You know what? If you put "It's a Boy" in the subject line, it's not a surprise. I don't have to watch the video. You're not going to surprise me with shit. You guys suck. All right. 900,000 people clicked on it and go, oh, let's see what... let's see if it really truly is a boy. Spoiler alert, it's a boy. There's another video. I don't know who Brad Mondo is, but the video is called "Brad Mondo Reacts to My Hair." And it's a YouTuber, some girl, and a guy named Brad Mondo from New York City who, I don't know, is gay and does hair. I'm just judging him by the way he acts and looks. And what the video is, because the preview was showing, I didn't click on it, but the preview started. And what the video is the girl is showing the Brad Mondo pictures of her and what her hair were like was like when she was younger, you know, like 11 or 12. That's the whole video. 2.5 million views. 2.5 million. The children are our future, ladies and gentlemen. Also, what am I doing with this? It's like, how can I get... But the thing is, you don't want the 2.5 million people that watch that bullshit. Why? They're not going to listen to somebody 47. Those are children in their home during a pandemic. They've got nothing else going on. You know, the another video, there were 6 million people who are reacting to a Minecraft video. There's a lot of people doing nothing on YouTube. It's going to be all right, John. Enjoy the content that you create. But as for the children in our future, I'm kind of concerned. Luckily, I'll be dead. It won't matter. Anyway. Was there a point to that? There was not. Yeah, you know what? There was a point. The point is that it's really easy to look at that and go, 2.5 million? Fuck you. Where's my viewers? I got viewers. And the thing about it is that I have more people that listen to me every week than used to watch me do stand-up when I was being an artist. So it's like, appreciate what you have. That's what I remind myself, and it makes me feel better. It's like, yeah, you know what? I do. I do have a, in a way, I have a fan base. When before doing comedy, I didn't really have a fan base. People didn't remember my name. Some people might have been like, hey, aren't you that guy that used to do heroin and then does jokes about it? That's me. Yeah, you're all right. I do have that. I did have that. But, you know. That was recognizable. I'm about the only person in town that would do, you know, not just that had a heroin joke, that had a block of heroin jokes. It's pretty, you know, specifically me. That was, I did corner the market on that in this city. I think the whole thing is perception. You got to watch your perception is what I was getting at. That's right. Because you can perceive things to be way worse than they are. Our brains are stupid, and it sucks. It can really make things worse. And you know, I was tempted to just play "Always Look on the Bright Side of Life" on loop for my episode today for Monty Python, you know, from The Life of Brian. Just let that play the whole time. You should go listen to it if you haven't heard it. I'm sure you have, but you know, yeah, don't let your brain fuck you up. Try to look on, and I don't mean be a denying optimist. Just like, no, things are great, everything's good. Let's be a realist. But also, by being a realist, you take the pessimism out of it. You just find the balance, you guys. It's gonna be all right. We're gonna get through this. And I'm going to see you next week. I appreciate you being here this week. Somehow, I've rambled longer than normally when I have planned shit. Huh? How is that? I don't know. I got lost in it. I got lost in just talking. It feels great. I feel better now that we've had this one-sided talk. I hope you felt better by taking a break from, you know, and the polls are still out. So we're going to continue talking so that you keep watching CNN for no goddamn reason. Thank you for joining us. This is hour 17 today. And we're just getting in. Do we have any anything coming in from Wisconsin? We're still counting. Great. Let's keep going. Please don't change the channel and go about your lives. We're going to continue to ramble and tell you nothing. Thank you for taking a break from that and listening to me. And I hope you have a great week despite everything. I hope you have a relatively amazing week. Stay sober if you're a sober person out there. If you're not a sober person, stay sane. If you're a sober person, you should also stay sane. Take care of yourself. Make sure you take your vitamins. Make sure you're getting some sun. Take some vitamin D. You need to goddamn exercise. For stress and anxiety, exercise. Especially now. Try to get some good sleep. You know? Call your mother. Whatever. Do all that. I appreciate you guys. We'll see you next week. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Raven. Later. Back down to earth again. The cold is creeping deep inside. Disconnect the telephone line. Gotta get away, gotta get away, get away, gotta get away. For the Lord, don't make a mistake.